Being in need, making a difference, all of us here together on WNRN.
Surprisingly, the museum was founded in 1933 during the Depression because art and culture has a way to galvanize people and bring things to the community that are really meaningful. Then, Walter P. Chrysler Jr. brought his collection of more than 10,000 works of art to Norfolk in 1971. I'm Emily Caton. I'm the manager of experiential learning at the Chrysler Museum of Art. It's a museum that's free and open to the public 6 days a week, located in Norfolk, Virginia, serving all of Hampton Roads. In our permanent collection, we have over 35,000 objects, a third of which are glass. So we have European paintings, decorative arts, sculpture, antiquities, and the only glass studio of its kind in the Mid-Atlantic region. And one of the things that's really exciting is that we're always adding. In museums, we call them acquisitions, and we're out in the world looking at what's being made now, what goes up for auction, what gaps are happening in our collection that we can fill. And so the collection is ever-changing and really responsive to the world around us and what people care about and what they want to see in a museum. In addition to thousands of school children coming here on field trips, we also work directly with teachers in the community. Knowing that they can infuse art into their curriculum is a really big priority for the museum.
Here together, learn more about this and other organizations making a difference in our communities at WNRN.org.